The following was recorded at 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
It started at 9 this morning, and it continues at this hour. Debates in the House of Representatives over two articles of impeachment concerning the President of the United States, Donald Trump. We have a lot of other stories to get to today, but this is the biggie. The World's Matthew Bell is going to start us off. These debates are not done yet, are they, Matthew?
That's right. They're going as we speak, been going all afternoon. Actually, it started this morning. Things were pretty cordial in the beginning. There was an opening debate about the rules for today's proceedings that took up the most of the morning. But they didn't actually debate the rules because those were decided yesterday in a long session in the House. Democrats and Republicans both used that session to start laying out the foundations of their positions against, for and against impeachment. That's where things got more and more contentious as the day went along.
So what stood out for you so far?
Some of it was the formality. The clerk, for example, read aloud the full text of the two articles of impeachment. These are, of course, the abuse of power and the obstruction of Congress. Then there was Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker. She was there to set the tone for the Democrats.
We gather today under the dome of this temple of democracy to exercise one of the most solemn powers that this body can take, the impeachment of the President of the United States.
Pelosi went on to say that nobody comes into Congress to impeach a president, but she said that there was no recourse because so much is at stake.
If we do not act now, we would be derelict in our duty. It is tragic that the president's reckless actions make impeachment necessary. He gave us no choice. What we are discussing today is the established fact that the president violated the Constitution. It is a matter of fact that the president is an ongoing threat to our national security and the integrity of our elections, the basis of our democracy.
So all afternoon, Marco, members of each party have been taking turns to give short statements. They're 1 to 2 minutes each, and we could have a full House vote this evening.
Matthew, if you had to put your finger on themes in the statements from both the Democrats and Republicans, what did you hear?
So for the Republicans, they continued, as they have, to attack the impeachment process. They say it's unfair, it's unbalanced, it's not worthy of serious consideration. Here's Ranking Member Doug Collins from Georgia.
From the very moment that the majority party in this House won, the inevitability that we would be here today was only a matter of what date they would schedule it. Nothing else.
The closest thing I heard today in the way of Republican criticism at all of President Trump's actions came from Will Hurd from Texas. He said the only thing that Trump, though, seems to be guilty of in all of this is bumbling foreign policy.
Today, we have seen a rush process divide our country. Today, accusations have been hurled at each other, questioning one another's integrity. Today, a dangerous precedent will be set. Impeachment becoming a weaponized political tool.
What did you hear from the Democrats?
The Democrats again and again have been coming back to the suggestion that President Trump's actions with regard to Ukraine represent a threat to American national security and a threat that is ongoing. Here's Sheila Jackson Lee. She's a Democrat from Texas.
First, President Trump violated his oath of office by placing his personal political interests above the national interest by scheming to coerce Ukraine into investigating a potential election opponent. Second, President Trump betrayed the nation by interest by withholding the congressionally agreed $391 million to a fragile ally against a very strong foe, Russia. Third, the essential purpose of the scheme concocted by the president was to enlist a foreign country to help in the 2020 election. These acts are constitutional crimes and abuse of power. The truth is, President did ask for a favor. Those were his own words.
Sheila Jackson Lee, Democrat from Texas there. Matthew, we've got the final House vote coming as early as tonight, but where do we go from here?
You know, the vote is not likely to be a surprise. We've known for quite some time that the president is probably going to be impeached in this vote on a party line decision. But I think today was still consequential because this was a moment for all of the House, you know, the People's House, as they call it. All of the members had a chance to get up, say how they're going to vote on impeachment, and then explain to the American public why they were going to vote that way.
More on impeachment on the show tomorrow. The World's Matthew Bell. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Marco.